With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
How do we get Kevin to eat Miracle Whip?
Isn't that just whipped cream?
No.
Yes.
106.5 The End.
Intern Kevin is here. Good morning, Intern Kevin.
Good morning.
Intern Kevin went to Mexico to celebrate the wedding of his brother Bobby. So, Kevin, you were telling us before your trip you were really excited because you might have the opportunity to find some ladies in Mexico.
Well, sure.
How did that go?
All I pulled were cougars.
Oh.
You pulled cougars?
You scored yes. with cougars?
Yes.
What?
So,
Wait, hold on a second.
That's not a good thing.
But you hooked up with cougars?
No, I didn't.
Well,
because
that's a pull
like,
means.
Yeah, that's pulled.
Pull means like it was successful.
Oh, no. I pulled them in like, oh, you know how I'm drunk? And they're like, oh, my God, he's drunk. Let's talk with him. And then we talked for a bit. We were friendly. We got too friendly. Then she was all like, oh, my gosh.
Hold, okay, you're getting ahead
of
yourself.
Yeah. So you're getting flustered, too. Your face is turning red.
So did you have zero sexual encounters in Mexico?
Yes, zero.
Is that disappointing for you?
No.
Was it unexpected?
No.
Okay, right.
I was expecting it.
Yeah, so were we. But you were getting some sexual attention.
Yes.
So how many cougars do you think?
Two of them.
Okay.
Both of them, I think, are rich a lot. They're, like, really rich.
Okay.
So, rich a lot.
Rich yes. a lot. So one of them I was trying to talk to, but
okay,
no
we
go.
Set
she
the
was
scene.
Married. I was in the shuttle to go back to my hotel room,
okay.
and I had a couple tequila shots.
Of course.
So then she comes in, and I was like, oh, hello, good evening, because I'm very talkative. Mm-hmm. And then she was telling me her life. She's a dairy farmer from Canada.
Wow.
She has a lot of money. She brought 50 of her family on vacation.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Oh, my God, I need to know her. So we got to know each other. And then every day for the rest of my trip, I saw her.
Okay,
so this is the married one?
Yes.
How old do you think she was?
85 at least.
No,
she was very wrinkly.
At 85, you're struggling to travel.
She's 85, yeah. But in Canada, they have very good skin care, so she doesn't have as much wrinkles.
It's pronounced national health care.
Right.
Oh.
Now, why were you not attracted to her?
Because she had a husband.
Okay. Oh, good for you.
And her husband looked like she did not like me, but I was just going in for her money.
If she was unmarried, would you have bedded her?
Yes.
Attaboy. All right.
All right. Good job.
What does bed mean? Like tuck her in?
No, take her to bed and sexually satisfy
no,
her.
No, I would not.
Can I just set the scene here real fast? Kevin, let's pretend you're on the beach.
Okay. That was where I met the other cougar.
Okay.
Let's talk about the other
Let's
cougar.
Talk about it.
Okay.
How old?
75, I think. Okay. She is a fit old lady.
Just, what are you wearing?
My pink swim shirt with swans on it.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And then I have my towel across my shoulder.
Of course.
I'm walking up the ramp towards the swim-up pool.
Okay.
Because there's a swim-up bar.
Shirt or no shirt?
No shirt.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, we're in Mexico.
Yeah.
I even poured a little tequila down.
What?
Okay, and then I walk. I dive into the community pool and swim up to the swim up bar.
Okay,
and then we lock eyes, and then I take a shot, and she's like, "Oh, you take shots instead of drinks? I'll take a shot too."
Oh.
I was like, "Okay, I'll get you a shot too. You're fun."
Uh-huh.
And then she introduced me to her whole family, and we kept drinking, and then we got super drunk. She was crazy.
So wait a second. What were you sexually attracted to her?
No, she's too old and she's very aggressive. Her nieces, they're like, oh, do you want to take my grandma to your room and stuff? I was like, okay, you guys are joking, so drunk. And then she said, I haven't seen a penis in like 15 years.
What?
Yes, she said that in 15 years. And then so I was like, my brother's calling me. Got to get ready for the wedding.
Old ladies need
but
love.
But I saw her the next day after the wedding, and they were just as loud.
Well, sure.
They remembered my name. They called me over for drinks.
Well, sure. They want you to be their new grandpa.
No, I can't. I'm too young. I have so much ahead of me.
And probably when you think about...
And I want a baby.
Can right. I tell you something? You are somebody who is in debt. Just copious amounts of debt. Mm-hmm. And there's really no roadmap to dig yourself out of it. But what if you became an old, rich woman's last sexual adventure?
I'm not going to do it for money.
You do way less for money.
I would
money.
Do it for love.
Come on. I'm just saying you missed an opportunity.
You can't pay your debt with love.
Well, right. That's her fault for coming so aggressive. Maybe ease me into it.
Oh, I see.
You want to be treated like a lady.
At least I know I can still pull people.
Yes.
Were you concerned that you couldn't?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Why? Because of my pink swim shorts. No one else wore pink swim shorts at the beach.
Stop, you're kidding.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Cancun, I thought, ooh, let's have some fun.
Sure,
so
yeah.
Pink was not the way to go.
So you thought the pink swim shorts were the reason why you couldn't pull
it's a
any.
Conversation starter, Rain, but not in Mexico. Don't wear pink in Mexico.
But those white blotches on your chest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.